Allison Swan. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So I want to start with where you find your inspiration for your work.
It seems like there'd be a quick, easy answer to that question, but the most honest answer is everywhere. But what I'm finding in recent years, anyway, is that I'm very attracted to and inspired by the wild places of Michigan. I think there's a lot of reasons for that, one of which is that it's probably the places that I'm the most intimate with because I've spent the most time in
them. What do you find in those spaces?
I find space, which in these times seems to be in shorter and shorter supply. So they become places where my imagination can go and my mind can open up because the stimulation is rich and complex, but it's quieter.
How does it make you feel to be in those spaces?
I think if I were to describe the feeling that I have saying being in the woods outside Saugatuck, in the dunes, the wooded dunes, or on the beach at Lake Michigan, I feel at the same time larger and smaller. I feel my mind and my imagination expand, but I feel myself as an individual in the world kind of become relatively insignificant.
What is that process like for you, taking that feeling and then translating it into poetry?
It pretty much happens in one of a few ways now for me after all these years. I've been writing poems since I was about 9, so it's been a long time. Now I have an image or a line of words that won't let me go, and so I'll want to spend more time with them for one reason or another. So I'll jot them down on an index card. I go nowhere without a pocket full of index cards. But then I literally accumulate scraps of paper, and then I work from them.
So Dog Heart is the title of this collection, and that's an interesting title. Where did that come from?
I lost a beloved golden retriever almost exactly 2 years ago. She was 13, and she accompanied me on almost all walks, hikes, wanderings that I went on, and I literally felt her heart stop beating. She was in my arms when she passed. So I knew I wanted to work with that image, and it led to the title poem of the book, which is called Dog Heart. So it's about a certain dog's heart, but the more that I read the poem, I think it might be about all the hearts of all the people I have ever loved, all the creatures I have ever loved.
Is there a poem you can share with us from the book?
Well, I probably should read Dog Heart since I mentioned it. And maybe your listeners will have some thoughts as to what that heart is in the last line. It's the last poem in the book. Dog Heart. Kiwa rarely stopped for the camera, and so the whole of her photographed life is movement stopped. I must hold the other images, Kiwa resting, watching, waiting for me to catch up, in my mind, impossible sometimes for me, distracted, obsessed, both, the way not to remember, the way to lose things. Snow wasn't blowing around in the trees just then. Clouds clotted the sky. The nearshore shallows were still and green. That Kiwa and I were there together to see it feels like some sort of miracle, that these feet keep filling with warmth and carrying me along because the heart I'll never see simply keeps doing its job.
That's lovely.
Thank you.
You read Dog Heart for us, but when you describe this collection of poetry to people, what would you say we'd find here?
I hope you will experience both the kind of quiet beauty of the sand dunes of West Michigan and the not-so-quiet beauty of Lake Michigan, and also my feelings of both grief is maybe too strong of a word, grief over the loss of my dog, but also grief over what's happening to land in Michigan and all over the world right now. So I hope that's at least hinted at there. But it's probably mostly a kind of an homage to the land and to the lake.
Allison Swan's first collection of poetry is Dog Heart. She's also an award-winning environmentalist and adjunct professor at Western Michigan University. Allison, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you.